every Thursday morning, we have Talk of the Town with Youngstown's mayor, Mayor Jamel Tito Brown. Good morning, Mayor Brown.
Good morning, Lovetta. How are you?
I'm doing good this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
All right. You freshened up after your dip yesterday? I saw you getting in the pool.
I did, Lovetta. You know, one of the things when I first became mayor the first year and we were going to open the pool, I started telling them about me being a lifeguard. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you know what? I'm going to open the pool up with a ceremonial dive. And I thought, okay, that'll be great. But then after my first dive, the kid was like, hey, you'll be back next year, right? I'm like, I guess I will. So this has become a tradition, and we were off last year, but this year we are so grateful and so proud of young men and women who came and stepped up, you know, because there's a shortage of lifeguards.
Right.
We had some young local kids that stepped up and became lifeguards through the Lifeguard Academy with Kevin Tarpley,
mm-hmm.
and they were ready yesterday, and I just told them how proud I was of them, and then I had to take my dive, and the water was a little cold. I mean, just me. Maybe they don't get a little older, but it's a little nippy.
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah, I think, you know, it do something to our knees when we get after a certain age.
Right,
cold water
ain't
always the good thing. Speaking of good things, though, that's an amazing thing, especially considering they had closed it down and then they decided to open it back up once we got enough lifeguards. Shout out to Mr. Tarpley and, you know, the Lifeguard Academy. We're still running ads for it. You can still get on becoming a lifeguard. But speaking of other good things, there's some good stuff going on downtown this weekend that I just found out about, like, literally an hour ago. What's going on? Tell me.
Well, you know, one of the real big pieces, and I'll probably do them in order. It's all starts Saturday morning. Saturday morning, there's going to be the unveiling of George Shuba Robinson statue.
Okay.
The famous handshake there's going to be a statue in Wayne Park that's going to be unveiled early Saturday morning, and then the whole day of Saturday, the Festival of Arts is going to be has moved to the Wing Park. It used to be on the campus of YSU. It is now in the Wing Park. And later on that day, it's going to be a national jazz artist at the amphitheater.
Awesome.
So it's called Jazz in the Park, but it's not our weekly Jazz in the Park. This is a national artist. Then you have the Greek Festival up on next to Chauffin.
Wow.
Chauffin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's happening as well, Friday and Saturday as well. So there are a lot of great things going on. It's one of those things that now that we are kind of opening back up,
mm-hmm.
People are looking forward to this. I've watched the news this week, and there's a couple festivals across the county and across this area that are happening. So things are starting to open up, but I just want to people to be cautious that there's a variant out there. If people are still dying, if you get our numbers, there are people still being hospitalized,
mm-hmm.
and we still have deaths in the COVID-19. So get vaccinated so we can do this without, you know, really being curious and cautious of when you run into people, whether they're vaccinated or not.
Right. Get vaccinated and still be cautious. We outside, but be outside a little bit more safely if you can, people. That's all we're asking. Speaking of asking, I've had a question asked through our website, 947-star.com. Everybody can go there and ask a question for the mayor. This one came in last week, I think right after I talked to you, but I'm going to ask it this week. They said, with the money the city received, why is the street department being cut out of overtime work? Is that something you know and you can answer?
Well, you know what? Really, the word being cut out is probably a misnomer.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably, I know they've been doing overtime, and then there's budget. Every department has to live within their budget. The ARP funds were not designated for overtime or anything it's for COVID-related or to enhance the community as we recover out of COVID. Overtime is not a recovery out of COVID. So that's each department has to manage their budget. And I applaud that department if they say, you know what, we've done overtime and we're at a point where we can't do overtime right now. But these funds are definitely for us to come out of this pandemic, not just surviving, but thriving. And that's why we're having another neighborhood ARP meeting tonight. And we want to hear from the community about how do we spend these dollars. And it's really not just, it's not for operational. And
mm-hmm.
it's not for, let me put money into the coffer for the city. This
mm-hmm.
is to go back into the community for small business, for housing, So really that we can really take care of the people outside the city. So overtime was not designated for one of those dollars, and overtime is within everybody's budget to live within.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for explaining that to us. And also, thank you so much for being on with me this morning. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Loretta.
Thank you all for joining us for Talk of the Town with Mayor Brown. And be sure to join us in our next episode.